Welcome to AgriVisions, a program of First Dakota National Bank. I'm Michelle Rook, back with Nate Ferenczine, President of the Agribusiness Division. Nate, March 15th is the deadline to sign up for crop insurance, and we just got done setting the February base prices, and we're down $2.20 versus a year ago on soybeans. Corn is down $1.25, so substantially lower than then.
Yeah, they sure are. So first and foremost, I think it's just great to remind everybody out there, March 15th will be here before you know it. And, you know, because of the lower prices that you just mentioned, we are in a year where I think it's going to be even more important for producers to work closely with their crop agents to run the numbers and really calculate out what makes the most sense for your operation and what protection is appropriate. You know, because we're at lower prices, it may make sense to buy a higher coverage percentage. But again, all those things need to be calculated out based on what county you're in, what area you're in, and kind of what your history looks like. You know, just doing some rough math on corn, you know, you're probably talking $150 to $175 bucks an acre less coverage than a year ago because of the lower price. You know, beans is probably $70 to $90 range, depending on your proven yields. You know, and it could be even a little more than that, depending on your situation. So important numbers and real numbers when we look at the cost of farming today and how to protect yourself. So just advise, be proactive. Don't wait till the last minute. Be talking with your crop agents very aggressively and make sure you've got a real good crop agent that understands all of the tools available to you.
Yeah, because there are a lot of innovative new crop insurance products out there that can help.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Michelle. You know, RMA has enhanced products out there. The insurance companies have added new products. So whether it's rainfall coverage, you know, ECO, SCO, you know, there's just all kinds of new options beyond the basic multi-peril coverages and basic revenue coverages of the past.
Thanks, Nate Ferenczine with First Dakota National Bank in today's AgriVisions.